There's a lot to talk about in the midst of Sukkah. I decided perhaps we'd discuss the topic of rain in the Sukkah, which relates both to Binyan HaSukkah, to the building of the Sukkah, and to the midst of Yeshiva HaSukkah. The Mishnah writes in Sukkah, Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis, Yordu Geshamim, what happens if it rains on Sukkot? Ve'emas Haimutah Lefanos, Mishet Yisrach HaMikvah. So when are you allowed to take the kelim and the food out of the Sukkah and eat in the house? When the mikveh is going to be spoiled, when the cooked food is going to be spoiled. So the impression you get from the Mishnah is that when it's raining in the Sukkah, a person is exempt, a person is potter from sitting in the Sukkah. So it would seem as though rain and Sukkah don't mix very well. Rain is a negative in the context of Sukkah. And yet there are some Rishonim who hold that the element of rain is necessary in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah. What does that mean? That if I build a Sukkah in such a way that rain can't come through, the schach is so thick that even when it's raining, the rain can't drip through the sukkah. There are some Rishonim who hold that in such a case, the sukkah is actually psula, and you're not going to be able to the mitzvah. What's the source of this sheet in Rishonim? It all starts with the Mishnah in Sukkah. Okay, for those who came in a little bit later, you can get a copy of the Makaros right here. Could you pass them back, maybe, to make it easier for them? The Mishnah in Sukkah says on Daf Beis, this is in source 2, Sukkah shidivol amalami asumama psula v'Rabbi Yehuda machshir. The Mishnah quotes the Machlokes Tanoim. What's the din? What is the maximum height that a sukkah can be? The Tanakhama, the Chachamim, hold that a sukkah has to be below 20 amos. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's kosher even if it's more than 20 amos. So what's the Machlokes Tanoim? What the height of the sukkah can be? So there are three perushim in the Gemara there on the base of an Aleph. The first sukkah in Masech the Sukkah. Three perushim. Rava is the third perush. So that's in source 3. Rava Amar Mehacha. Basukas Peshu Shivas Yomim, Amr Torah, Kol Shivas Hayomim, Tsemi Diras Keva, Veshev Diras Arai. Basukas Peshu Shivas Yomim, the Torah commands us to sit in the Sukkah for 7 days. So there's an obligation to leave the Diras Keva, to leave the Bayis, the permanent home, and to sit in the Diras Arai, to sit in a temporary dwelling. So Rabbi says, Ad Esumama, the most of Dirasu Diras Arai. Malam Esumama, Eno, the most of Dirasu Diras Arai. Elo Diras Keva. Until 20 amas, a person can make the dira sarai, meaning he can build the sukkah in a temporary way, in a more flimsy way. It'll stand, but it's not such a stable structure. It won't be a permanent structure. But he says, taller than 20 amas, you can't make it that way, because it's going to fall apart. You have to make it a diras keva. You have to make it very, very strong. So that's going to be possible for the mitzvah of sukkah. That's how Rav understands the Chacham, that sukkah dira sarai be'inan, and taller than 20 amas is going to have to be a diras keva, so therefore it's possible for the mitzvah. So Amalei Abaye responded to Rava, Ela miyata osu mechitzos shel barzel v'sikei chalgab anachanami dvav yisukkah. So according to you, that a diras keva is possible for the sukkah. So let's say you make the walls out of metal. Very strong. You make the walls out of metal, and you put tzach on top of them. So according to you, it shouldn't be a sukkah either. It should be possible because it's a diras keva. Amalei, so Rava says, no, you misunderstood what I said. This is what I meant. That chof amadah the most adiras adiras sarai ki ovid le diras keva nami nofik. Since lower than 20 amos, you could make it a diras sarai. You have the potential to make it a temporary structure. So then, even if you make it a diras keva, it's okay. Even if you make it ofen shel keva, even if you build the sukkah with walls that are very strong, walls that are very sturdy, metal walls, let's say, that's kosher. But the Malmi Chof Amas says, Rava, the other most of the Rosa Diras Keva, since taller than 20 Amas, it's normal to make your sukkah out of a more permanent structure, because it's not really going to last if you make it out of a temporary structure. So then, Ki Ovid Le Diras Arai Nami Lo Nofik. Then, if you make it in a temporary way, you're not going to be Otsi, because it's not going to last. That's what Rava is saying. That taller than 20 Amas, you can't make it a Diras Arai, because it's not going to last. So that's possible. But shorter than 20 amos, since you could make it a diras arai, even if you make it boven shel keva, even if you make it out of very strong walls, you're still going to be outside. So what is Rabbi telling us? What's the sheet of the Chachamim that a sukkah that's taller than 20 amos is possible? It's because the sukkah has to be made in a way that you have the potential to make it temporary. Sukkah diras arai b'ina means that you need it to be roi lios arai. You have to have the potential to make it a temporary structure. You can't make it temporary if you're going to make it, if you're going to build it taller than 20 amos, because then it's going to fall apart. That's how the Chachamim understand. So comes Tosis in source 4 and asks the blistering kasha. Once you tell me that you don't really need a Dira Sarai, it just has to be Royal Sarai. You really could make it out of Mechitza Shel Barzel, like the Mishnah says later in Sukkah, that all materials are kosher for the walls, as opposed to the schat that have to be made out of specific materials, gedule karka and dam shem kabel tumah, etc. The walls can be made out of anything. They can even be made out of mechitzo shel barzel. So Frek Tais says, once you tell me that the requirement of to chachamim is only that it should be roilios arai alvish also so keva, you could still make it keva as long as it's roilios arai, it's kosher. Then kena my omer geshamim simen klala b'chag. What does the Gemara say? The Mishnah at the beginning of Maseches Tainis implies that Gishomim is a simen klala b'chag. If it rains in Sukkis, at least in Eretz Yisrael, and in places where it's not supposed to rain on Sukkis, it's a simen klala. Halo yochal l'kva hanesar b'masmer shlo yerdu Gishomim b'sukkah. Why is it a simen klala? You can build a sukkah in a way that the rain's not going to come through. Attach the schach with nails. Build it in such a way, maybe not with bamboo, with very thin blocks of wood, attach them together with nails, and then the rain's not going to come through the sukkah. It shouldn't be a simen klala. The whole simen klala is that if it's raining in the sukkah, you can't sit in the sukkah, because the Mishnah says on the chafes, you're potter from sitting in the sukkah. But you can build a sukkah in a way that the rain's not going to come through, so why is it a simen klala b'chag? Why does the Mishnah at the beginning of Tainus assume that Gisharim is a simen klala b'chag? As long as you make the sukkah less than 20 amas, even the chachamim hold that you can make it both in shel keva. If you can make a sukkah with mechitza shel barzel, then you can make the schach also very strong. You can make the schach with barzel, because it's not gidulei karka. But as long as you make the schach out of gidulei karka that are detached from the ground, it's taller from the ground, but you could attach the gidulei karka to itself with masmerim, with nails, and then it'll be very strong. I'm not going to talk over here about Mamid Tzach B'davar Makabel Tumah. That's a different issue, right? Some would say that if you attach the Tzach together, even if the Tzach is Bilei Karka, but if the nails are metal, so then that's B'davar Makabel Tumah, so that could be Mamid B'davar Makabel Tumah, that could pass the Tzach. That's a whole Shira to itself. That's not for now. Okay, there are some Achronim who hold that as long as you're not supporting the Tzach with B'davar Makabel Tumah, if you're just keeping it in place, that's okay. Like if you tie down the schach with string, as long as what's supporting it on the bottom is not mekabel tumah, that's okay. So it could be the nails also. The nails are just keeping it in place, that it shouldn't they shouldn't blow around. So that taka might even be kosher. Even if you hold mamid b'davar mekabel tumah is possible, like there still could be kosher. But it's a discussion for a different time. Did you have something on this?
Yeah, even if you don't use nails, why don't you just put a whole bunch of so much schach.
Okay, but you don't have to use it. Right, I'm just saying from the Lashon of Tosis, it's mashal that you could even use nails. What kind of nails is Tosis talking about? Those who are machmir for the Chazon Ish, they use wooden pegs and wooden nails. You know, maybe Tosis was machmir for the Chazon Ish. He lived before the Chazon Ish, but you know, who knows what kind of masmerim he's talking about? Maybe he's talking about masmerim that are not mekabel tumah. Okay, that's a discussion for a different time. But this is Tosis kasha. If you can make the sukkah b'ofen shel keva, as long as it's roi lios arai, then it's kosher. So then, why is Gishamim a simen klala b'chag? What does Taisa say? It's a v'yeshlomar. Then he'd lo chashinim b'dufonos yavilu keva. Become akum b'schoch hashikra sukkah al shem aschach lo miskashra da ovid lo arai. Says Taisa, that which Rava explains the chachamim that roi lios arai is sufficient, that's only in the dufonos. It's only in the walls. But in the schach is the ikar sukkah. Sukkah al shem haschach kruya. That's what the word sukkah means, to protect. Schach is protecting those who are sitting in the sukkah. So it says Tosfos, in the ikar part of the sukkah, in the schach, that it's not enough just to be roi lios arai. You need arai mamish. It has to be arai mamish, and if not, it's going to be posel. So even if you make the sukkah pochos me'esim am, you make it low below 20 amos, so that's roi lios arai. Right, it's roi lios arai. You could make it out of a more flimsy structure. You could still make the defonos out of keva, b'ofen shel keva. It says Tosis, you can't arrange the schach in a way that it's going to be like keva, because schach is the ikar of the sukkah. The defonos, according to Tosis, is not the ikar of the sukkah. They're necessary. They're a necessary component in order to have schach. Right? You can't have schach on the ground. There has to be an ohel that someone is sitting in. So the defonos are a necessary component. They're a tenai for the mitzvah, but they're not the ikar of the sukkah. Says Taisis, in the Ikar of the Sukkah, royally osarai is not enough. You need arai mamish. So if you were to nail down the boards of the schach in order to make sure that the rain can't come through, the sukkah is going to be possible. So Taisis is the first shita that we see in the Rishonim that holds that if rain can't come into the sukkah, the schach is made so strongly that rain can't come into the sukkah, the sukkah is psil. So rain might be a necessity in the sukkah, if you will, right? It's a necessary component, right? The potential for rain to come into the sukkah, according to Taisis on that base, is a necessary component to be machshir the sukkah. Not all Rishonim agree. There's an interesting discussion later in the Gemara in Sukkah and Daftes as to whether Atzei Sukkah are Asurim Bahana and Sukkis. This is in source 5. The Amr of Shesh is Mishum Rebbe Akiva. Minayin la'atzei sukkah she'asurin kol shiva. Tabalom ha'gasugo shiva siyamin la'ashem. V'tanya Rebbe Yehuda ben Maseira omer k'shem shechal shem shemayim ala chagiga k'achal shem shemayim ala sukkah. Shenem rechag ha'gasugo shiva siyamin la'ashem. Machag la'ashem ha'asugo la'ashem. Rebbe Akiva says that atzei sukkah are asurin kol shiva. You're not allowed to derive any benefit from the atzei sukkah, from the wood of the sukkah. Because it says Chag Asukah Shiva Yamim LaHashem. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira expands a little bit more. What does that mean? Shiva Yamim LaHashem, LaHashem. Somehow there's some kind of kedusha here. So he darshins that Chag Asukah Shiva Yamim LaHashem. The word Chag is also part of the drasha. Keshem Shachal Shem Shemayim Ala Chagiga. The carbon Chagiga has a kedusha to it. Kachal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukah. There's a Shem Shemayim, a Kedusha Letzchal on the Sukkah. The Atzei Sukkah are Huktzul the Mitzvosim, as the Mefarshim explain. They're designated for the Mitzvah, so you're not allowed to derive any benefit from the Atzei Sukkah. So, which Atzei Sukkah is this talking about? It's talking about the Atzei Haschach, the Atzei Bifano, so what's going on over here? So, that's a Machlokas we showed. The Rosh holds that it's only talking about the Atzei Schach. In Source 6, V'haida Asiri Atzei Sukkah, Hainudavka Haschach, Aval Atzei Bifano is Mishri Shari. Rosh says the Atzei Defonos you're allowed to derive benefit from. Let's say you're having a barbecue on Chol HaMoed and you want to take a little bit of the wood from the Defonos. Let's say your Defonos are big enough that you'll still have Defonos for Sukkah. But it's part of the Defonos of the Sukkah. Huktzul l'mitzvosam. So can you take those Defonos? The Rosh would say no, they're Asurim Kol Shiva. Pardon me, excuse me. To take the wood of the defunos, you'd be allowed to take. But to take, let's say, a piece of bamboo, to take the schach, that you would not be allowed to take, says the Rosh, to use for the barbecue. With loke Rambam zal, he says, but as opposed to the sheet of the Rambam in Hilchas Sukkah, shekosav atzei sukkah asurin kol shmonos yimei achag ben atzei defunos. The Rambam holds either or. Either the atzei schach or even atzei defunos, they're all asurin banoi. You're not allowed to derive any benefit from the atzei defunos either. So if you wanted to take a piece of the wood from the Atzei Defonos, from the Atzei Eschach, you wouldn't be allowed to do that. So I want to suggest, maybe based on this, you can't lean your chairs against the walls of the Sukkah. If they're Asurim Kol Shiva, so then how could you lean your... You're deriving benefit from the walls by leaning the chairs against the walls. That's what some want to suggest. The Taz disagrees. Taz in Shulchan Aruch says that the only time that this Isra'an applies is if you're Mevatel the Atzei Sukkah from the Mitzvah of Sukkah. If you take the Atzei Sukkah away from the Sukkah, now it can't serve as a Sukkah. It's not being used for the Mitzvah of Sukkah. That's the Issa. Right? It's Huktzul Mitzvosam. But just leaning the chairs or leaning something against the wall, you're not Mevatel the Atzei Defonos from the Mitzvah. You can still sit in the Sukkah that way. It's just you're just using them, but you're not Mevatel them from the Mitzvah. So that would not fall under the rubric of Atzei Sukkah Asurim Kol Shiva. Just an interesting discussion. About how far does this Isra'an actually extend. But you see clearly that the Rosh and the Rambam disagree as to which Atzei Sukkah are included in this Isra'an. Are we talking about only the Atzei Schach or even talking about Atzei Defonos? The Rambam says it's even talking about Atzei Defonos. What's Rishonim? L'chora, Hoshe Pshat and the Machlokas Rishonim is that the Rosh and the Rambam are disagreeing about which of the Sukkah is an Iker Chelek of the Sukkah. Is it Dafka the Schach that's the Iker Chelek of the Sukkah? Do we say that the Defonos also are an Iker Chelek of the Sukkah? There's a halacha that Atzei Sukkah Asurim Kol Shiva. The sum of that means the Eitzim that are Iker to the Mitzvah of Sukkah. If you say that the Schach is the only Iker part of the Sukkah, Sukkah Al Shem has Schach Kruya, as Tosfos says, so then the sheet of the Rosh makes a lot of sense. That Atzei Sukkah Asurim Kol Shiva should only apply to the Atzei Schach. The Rambam seems to understand that the Defonos are also an Iker part of the Sukkah. They're not just a Hechsher for the sukkah, they're not just a heksha to enable you to be able to put schach on top, but they're also a nikah part of the sukkah. So if they're a nikah part of the sukkah, then the din of atzi sukkah, sir kol shiva, would apply to the defunless as well. Reb Chaim in his sefer on the Rambam has a little bit of a different pshat. If you want, you could look at it. It's the shortest Reb Chaim in the whole sefer. It's one paragraph. It's a nice piece to learn all the sukkahs. He has a little bit of a different mahalach. But the poshe pshat, the machlokas, the Rosh and the Rambam, is what's the ikar of the sukkah? Is the ikar of the sukkah only the schach, or are the defunos part of the ikar of the sukkah as well? According to the Rambam, what emerges is that the sukkah is really composed of two critical elements. The defunos are just as ikar, they're just as primary to the sukkah as the schach is. So then if we pedal back to the Gemara and Daf Beis, what should emerge is that if the Gemara assumes that you can make the defunos ba'ofen shel keva, you can make the walls out of mechitzo shel barzel with a permanent sturdy structure. So if you compare the defunos to the schach, right, so then there shouldn't be any difference. If the defunos are an ikka part of the sukkah, and nevertheless you can make the defunos ba'ofen shel keva, so then even though the schach is an ikka part of the sukkah, you should also be able to make the schach ba'ofen shel keva. Not from mechitz, not from barzel. That you can't do. It has to be gedulei karka. But you should be able to make the schach ba'ofen shel keva, meaning even if you attach it very strongly so that the rain's not going to come through. Tosfos had told us, no, the schach is different than the defunos. The defunos are not an ikar part of the sukkah. The sukkah is oshem aschach kruya. So the rule of the Gemara that roi lios arai is sufficient, that's a din in the defunos, but by the schach you need arai mamish, said Tosfos, because Tosfos distinguished between the schach and the defunos. But according to the Rambam, lechora, there is no difference between the defunos and the schach. They're both ikar to the sukkah. So if they're both ikar to the sukkah, and nevertheless the Gemara says that the defunos can be made ba'ofen shel keva, then mistama the schach can also be made ba'ofen shel keva in its own way. Right? It can't be made out of a davar makabel tuma, but as long as it's made out of gedulei karka, even if you attach the schach in a very strong way so that the geshamim are not going to come through, lechora it still should be kosher, because defunos and schach, according to the Rambam, are on the same level. They're both an ikar part of the sukkah. So how's the Rambam going to answer Tosfos' kasha? Why should geshamim be a siman klala b'chag? Shouldn't you be able to make it ba'ofen shel keva? As long as you make the sukkah lower than 20 amos, the chachamim say that it's kosher, even if it's made ba'ofen shel keva. So be'emes is not just the Rambam. The emes is that there are rishonim that say beferish that if you make the sukkah in a way that the rain can't come through, it's still kosher. Which rishonim are those? So let's look at source 7 for a moment. The Rambam says sukkah shenaseh is kilchasa mikol makom ksheira. Sukkah that's made properly, says the Rambam, it's kosher. You don't need sukkah lishma. Machlokas b'shamay b'shilel on daf tes, whether you need sukkah lishma. Now we pass on like b'shilel. It doesn't have to be lishma. So the Rambam doesn't have to be made l'shem mitzvah. But the hushatiyah suya letzel. But it has to be made for shade. For shade. Schach is made for shade. If it's made for tznius, right, just because a person doesn't want people to see what they're doing, that's not a kosher sukkah. It has to be made l'shem tzel. It doesn't have to be made l'shem mitzvah, but it does have to be made l'shem tzel. So says the Hagos Maimonius in Sur Seif, Rabbi Natan Piresh, V'hu sh'osu l'tzel, v'lo mu'uva l'hogim min ha'geshamim shupsula. Rabbi Natan says, yeah, asu yu l'shem tzel, but not mu'uva, not so thick that it can protect from the geshamim. Rabbi Natan is like Taisus on that base, right? That the sukkah can't protect from the gesham. You have to have the potential for the gesham to be able to come through. Let's skip a little bit to the second line. There was a maisa that Rabbeinu Shimshon, who happened to be Rabbeinu Tam's brother-in-law, was misakeich with beams, thin beams that were less than dalet tfachim, because it's machlokas tanoim, how big the beams can be, and then they become possible to schach, there's a gzeras tikra. So he did it in a way that the gzeras tikra wouldn't apply. Also, sukkah yofa ma'oi came kippah v'takua b'masmero, suposlo, Rabbi Natan b'shim d'matzelos Rabbi Shom. Rabbi Shimshon made a sukkah like this that the rain couldn't come through. Rabbi Natan, his brother-in-law, refused to sit in the sukkah. They probably had a cholamoy get-together. Rabbi Natan said, I'm not coming. Well, he came, but he didn't eat in the sukkah, because he felt that the sukkah was possible. So you see, the machlokas, brothers-in-law, in the Bali Tesfis, what's pshat, right? What's the din? Is a sukkah kshera if the geshamim can't come through? Rabbi Natan says that it's possible. If it's me'uva so much, if it's so thick that the Gesharim can't come through, then the sukkah is going to be possible. Rabbi Nishimshin said, no, it's kosher. Rabbi Nishimshin brought a raya from a Mishnah. So it's nine. The Mishnah says beferish. Let's say the sukkah is so thick that you can't see the stars from the sukkah. Right? So if you'd ask the preschool children, they tell you, of course it's possible. You have to be able to see the stars. That's what they teach all of the children. But the Mishnah says lechatchila. Maybe that's true. They teach lechatchila to the children. Exactly. That's the way things are supposed to be. But the Mishnah says, but the evidence is kosher even if you can't see the stars. Hamuvakim and bias, even if you can't see the stars, it's kosher. Says up the Rash, Hama'uva come in bias. It's so thick that you can't see the stars. So doesn't that imply if it's so thick that the rain can't come through, it's also kosher? The Hagos Maimonius was sensitive to that question. So he says in the first line, going back to source A, Behodit nan Hama'uva come in bias ksheira. Rabbi Natam holds that Ma'uva so much that the Gesharim can't come through is possible. So how does he understand the Mishnah? Ma'uva come in bias even if the Kochavim are rainam near him, it's kosher. What's the chilek? There's a chilek between kochavim and geshamim. It can be so thick that you can't see the stars, but it can't be so thick that the rain's not going to come through. The rain has to be able to come through, because if not, that's kavua. And Rabbi Natan and Tosis hold that in the schach, what do we need? Arai mamish. It can't be made b'ofen kavua. Schach and the funas are different, he holds. So Mu'uva Kmin Bayas, how be Shayna Kochavim Nirim Mitocha Ksheira, that's Yana Kochavim Nirim Mitocha. But if the Geshamim can't come down, Rabbi Natan and Tosis would say it's possible. The Rash says no, Mu'uva Kmin Bayas is kosher. Whether you can't see the stars, whether the Geshamim can't come through, it doesn't matter. Even if the rain can't come through, it's kosher. So what's the Rash going to do with Tosis' kasha on that base? Tosis asks, if you hold that you can make the sukkah ba'ofen keva, and that applies even to the schach, so then why is geshamim a simen klala b'chav? The Mishnah in Taina says a simen klala b'chav. Why is it simen klala? Make it ba'ofen kavua. Make it out of gedule karka, but make it with a permanent way. Attach it very carefully, with very thick schach, so that the geshamim are not going to come through. Why is it a simen klala? So if you hold that schach requires arai mamish, so then it's gevaldik. You can't make it that way. But the Rash doesn't say that. The Rash is even the schach kavua, as long as it's less than 20 amos. As long as it's lower than 20 amos. So that's the case. So why talk is it a simen klala? So the Aruch HaShulchan in Source 10 suggests the following. Come on, most of the things that we make schach from can't protect from the rain. The rain can come through. You can, you know, water... Water goes wherever it wants to go, right? It's very hard to make a structure that's going to protect from the water. So most of the things that we make schach from, branches and bamboo and things like that, you can't make it so thick that it's not going to, that's going to protect completely from the water. It's about these things, about rov schaches, that you potter from the sukkah, yotzei min ha-sukkah. Not that you're yotzei the mitzvah sukkah. You're yotzei min ha-sukkah. You have to leave the sukkah. You're parted from the sukkah. Right? And it's a simen klala. Right? It's a simen klala because if it rains on sukkahs, then the rain's going to come through. But who says that if the geshamim can't come through, it's not kosher? Maybe Yitaka is kosher. Simen klala b'chag means rov ha-dvarim that we're mesakik the sukkah with, the geshamim are going to come through. That's why it's a simen klala b'chag. That doesn't mean to say that if you make the sukkah with a material that doesn't allow the rain to come to be possible, maybe the Rash is taka right. It's not necessarily a raya to Rabbi Natan and the sheet of Tosfos. Okay. So far we presented two different sheetas in Rishonim as to whether a sukkah is kosher or possible if the rain can't come through. So what's the answer to the question of the title of the shir? Is rain in the sukkah a curse or a necessity? The answer is it's a machlokes. Rabbi Natan would hold it's both. It depends, right? If it taka is raining, then it's a curse. It's a simen klala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing that he doesn't want a mitzvah of sukkah. But on the other hand, rain is a necessity, meaning the potential for rain to come through the sukkah. Rabbi Natan and Tosfos hold that that is a necessity. If rain can come through the sukkah, then the sukkah is going to be possible. Rabbi Nushimshin would say no. Rain in the sukkah is only a curse. It's not a necessity b'chlal. Even if you build a sukkah in a way that the rain can't come through the schach, the sukkah is still kosher, but it is a curse. If itaka is raining, if itaka is raining in the sukkah, if you build the sukkah in a way that the rain can't come through, and it is raining in the sukkah, then it is a siman klal.
How are we posing today?
So I think the Mishnah Berurah says that it's best not to make the schach so thick, because then it's dumya de bayis. It looks so similar to a bayis that it's probably better not to
this
do that.
This year they have what they call the matem mats, which guarantee no rain coming through the schach.
What is a matem mat?
I don't know how it works.
I know there was someone.
They have the anti's.
Right, so there was someone who they came with the newspapers too. Unbelievable. Okay, but it doesn't show me a picture.
Yeah.
Like if I don't see a picture, I can't talk intelligently about it.
The problem seems to be whether it's thick or not. If it's thin and waterproof, it seems to be good. Talk about as long as it's not moving.
Uh-huh. I don't know what it is. There was someone a number of years ago who made schach in a way in which the rain couldn't come through. You know, if you imagine a cylinder that's cut in half and then you shift it by 90 degrees.
Yeah, that's how it's made.
That's how it's made. Oh, there you go. Right. So and then it's shifted a little bit on the sides that the rain just falls off. So look, according to the Rash, that's definitely kosher. And even the Mishnah Berurah would say that that's kosher. You know why? Because that's not made thickly. It's that you use your intelligence to figure out a way that you can arrange that even though it really is awry, it really is temporary, it's not so thick, it doesn't look like a bias. No one would make a bias like that. But you made a patent, right? You made a trick that the water's not going to come through. So that's not really kavua. So it could be, all of the poskim would say that that's okay. Right? Even Tosis, who says that the sukkah has to be made in such a way that the rain can come through, all he's saying is that it can't be made by ofen shel keva. This is not keva. It's not keva, it's just you made it... You make with chokhmah so that the rain's not going to come through. Maybe that's taka kosher.
Shouldn't you be mechuyev to do that one? It's a mitzvah chiyuv the first night. So you would think that if there's an eitzah, you're mechuyev to go
for the first night, you're saying.
That
for the first night, you have to make it in such a way that the rain can't come through. He says you should make it thick?
No, he asked, meaning his premise is that muvakim and bias is not lechatchilah. So that's the reason. I'm saying if you're going to say that there is an eitzah.
If you say muvakim and bias is kosher, then you taka should be mechuyev to make it the first night muvakim and bias, that you'll be able to be yotzei. I hear. Actually, can zagan has that. Maybe to be choshish for the other, maybe you should make two sukkahs, right? To be choshish for the other sheet is to make sure that muvakim and bias, you know, if it's not raining, then you'll sit in the sukkah that's not muvakim and bias. If it is raining, then you'll sit in the other sukkah. It's a little complicated. Okay, good. Okay, we started by saying that the Mishnah, that Chafes and Aveis, points out that if the Geshamim actually are coming through the sukkah, so then you're potter from sitting in the sukkah. Potter when the Geshamim are actually coming there. So why you potter? So the Chora, the Pasha, the simple reason, is that you're mitzvah. You're uncomfortable sitting in the sukkah when the rain is coming through, the food is getting spoiled, so that's why you're potter from sitting in the sukkah. Mitzvah is potter in a sukkah, so l'chora, Yor de Geshamim is also a sub mitzvah, the type of mitzvah. Some Achronim point out that perhaps we can explain differently, that Yor de Geshamim is different than mitzvah. How so? The Ramah in Source 11 talks about the case of Yor de Geshamim on the first night of Sukkot. We know the first night of Sukkot there's an obligation to sit in the Sukkah. There's a chiyuv. The rest of the days of Sukkot, you're not mechuyev. If you want to eat a sudas keva, so then you have to sit in the Sukkah. But if you don't want to eat a sudas keva, you just want a snack, so then it's not necessary to sit in the Sukkah. But the first night there's an obligation to sit in the Sukkah. So what happens if it rains the first night? So comes the Shulchan Aruch in Source 11 and says like this. This is in Simen Tov Resh Lamed Tes Sifhei. Yor de Geshamim are zinichnas l'toch habayis. Me'emasai mutu l'fanos mishi yerdu l'toch hasukah tipo shem yiplu l'toch hatavshel yiposel afilu tavshel shopul. Says the Shulchan Aruch, when are you allowed to take the kelim and the food out of the sukkah? So the Mishnah says, tisrach ha-mikbah. What's a mikbah? So the Shulchan Aruch explains that's an example of a food that gets spoiled very easily. Tavsha filu tavshel shapul. It's raining so little that only the tavshel shapul is going to get spoiled. But afal piken, you're allowed to come into the bayis, says the Shulchan Aruch. Skipping a little bit, the Rama says v'chol zedavke b'shar yomim olelo shosukis. Avalayla rishon atzorach lechol kazayis b'sukah afim geshamim yordim. It says the Rama, but the first night of sukis, even if it's raining, you still mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. That's the sheet of the Rama. The Rama passed like the Rosh. This is actually Machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas Rishonim, whether you have to sit in the Sukkah even if the Geshamim are coming down. The Rosh says that yes, and the Rashba and other Rishonim hold that you potter if it's raining on the first, if it's raining, you potter even on the first night. So what's the Machlokas? So the Beis Yosef explains that the Rosh holds that since there's a Chiyav to eat in the Sukkah on the first night, then even Mitztayer is Chayav the Sukkah. That's the Rosh Hashita, according to the Beis Yosef. We dash in Gzeir Shavah, Tesvav, Tesvav, Mechag HaMatzis, that there's an obligation to eat the Sukkah on the first night. So the Rosh holds that Mitztayer is Chayav the Sukkah even on the first night, so Yordu Gesham is also going to be Chayav on the first night. And what does the Rashba hold? Why does he hold that if you're the Gesham, you're going to be potter on the first night as well? So if you look at the Beis Yosef, he quotes from the Tshuva of the Rashba. The Rashba says, "Mitztayer v'yardu all of Geshamim p'turim min asukah afilu b'layla harisha mishem uteishu kein taduru." The Rashba puts yardu Geshamim and Mitztayer together, and he says that Mitztayer is potter min asukah a whole yom tov of sukkahs because teishu kein taduru. It says basukas teishu shivas yamim. From that we learn teishu kein taduru, that you have to live in the sukkah like you live in your house, just like if you have bugs in the house, or you know, if it's leaking in the house, if the, you know, the roof is leaking in the house, or it's too cold in the house, the heat's broken, so you're not going to stay in the house, you'll leave. So the same thing with the sukkah, teishu kein taduru. It says the Rashba, Mitztayer and yardu all of Geshamim are potter min hasukkah because teishu kein taduru. Teishu kein taduru is a principle even on the first night of sukkahs, says the Rashba. So mistama, the first night of sukkahs, you should be potter as well. So the impression you get from the Beis Yosef is that the machlokas, the Rosh and the Rashba, is whether Mitztayer, potter min hasukkah applies on the first night of sukkahs as well. The Rosh says it doesn't apply the first night. Since there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, then the ptur of Mitztayer doesn't apply. As someone is saying, maybe the Rosh holds that it's a mitzvah sachila the first night of sukkahs, it's not a mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah, so if it's not a mitzvah yeshiva, then the din of teishu kein taduru doesn't apply. You have an obligation to eat a kezayis, to eat some kind of a shir. It's machlokas what the shir is, but the mitzvah sachila, the stomach is a chiyav to eat a kezayis, that's the lashon of the Rambam. So if it's a mitzvah sachila, then the din of teishu kein taduru doesn't apply. It's not a mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah. You have to do the achila in a sukkah, but it's not a mitzvah yeshiva. So the din of teishu kein taduru doesn't apply the first night. So that's why even if you're mitzdayer, you're going to be chayav. And the Rashba says, no, mitzdayer on the first night is potter also, because it's a mitzvah yeshiva on the first night too. So teishu kein taduru should apply to the first night. That's the simple way to understand this machlokes rishon. The Vilna Gaon in his Bir Agra explains differently. He says that the svar of the Rashba, the reason why he says that if you're the Geshamim, you're going to be potter, that's not because the Ptur Mitztayer applies even the first night. It's because you're the Geshamim is different. Even if Mitztayer is Chayiv the Sukkah the first night, you're the Geshamim, you're going to be potter. Or to say it better, you're not going to be able to be Mekayim Yechid. I'm not sure if the Vilna Gaon is saying this within the Rashba, because the Rashba doesn't sound like that in the Tshuva. But this Shita in Rishonim, it could be a different Rishon. Maybe Tosis in Bracha says this. But those Rishonim will seem to be saying that Yorda Gashamim, your potter from sitting in the Sukkah the first night, it's not necessarily because of the Svara of the Rashba that the Ptur of Mitztayer, because of Teishu Kein Taduru, applies the first night. Dr. Gaon, maybe the Pshat is that Yorda Gashamim is not called the Sukkah. It doesn't have a shame sukkah. If the rain is coming through, that's not called a shame sukkah. The basic definition of sukkah is that it has to protect you. So at a time that it's not protecting you from the elements, if it's not protecting you from the rain, maybe that's not called a sukkah b'chlal. The gro is dealing with different lashonos of the rishon. It's a complicated gro. So I just took out a little snippet for you in source 12. He's talking about a Tosis in Brachas that's discussing the Gemara there. So there's a comment that the Rishonim have a Tiret Sari, the Belaila Rishonim, Afim Yorda Rishonim Chova. The Ri, Rabbeinu Yehuda, not Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Rabbeinu Yehuda Chosid, he says that Belaila Rishonim, even if Yorda Rishonim is a Chiyah, that's his Shita. So Aval B'Tosis Kosov, the Loshon of Tosis in Brachas, says the Gon, is Kagon in Yardu, V'achal Chutz Lesukul Pasku HaGeshavim Shechayim. The Lashon of Tosis is not that you're chayev to sit in the sukkah even when the Gesharim are coming down, like the Mashmos of the Ri in other Rishonim. But the way Tosis says it, even if it's raining and you ate outside the sukkah, if the Gesharim stop, you're chayev to come back. You're mechuyev to go back into the sukkah. There's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah the first night. That means that even if you fulfill your mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov eating in your house, and you were allowed to eat in your house because it was raining, no, there's a chiyuv of sukkah the first night, so you have to go back into the sukkah to eat again in the sukkah to fulfill your mitzvah of sukkah. That's what Rabbeinu Yehuda was saying. Right? That there are two chiyuvim. There's a mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov the first night, and there's a chiyuv of sukkah. Rabbeinu Yehuda was saying a chiddush that you're mechuyev to sit in the sukkah the first night, even if you're do gashamim. What does that mean? Not that you're mechuyev to eat in the sukkah even while it's raining. Chas v'shalom, it's ridiculous. No, while it's raining, it's not a sukkah, says the Gaon. The kshiyardim gashamim ain shem sukkah olav. What the Ri was saying, that's how Tosfos presents Rabbeinu Yehuda, that even if you are the Geshama and you were allowed to go into your home to fulfill your mitzvah Sudas Yom Tov, but you have to go back to the sukkah if the rain stops because you didn't fulfill your mitzvah of sukkah, and there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah the first night. It says the Gaon, according to the Lashon HaTosfos, the way Tosfos presents it, it would seem as though when it's actually raining, you're not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. Even if you were to hold, what? Even if you were told that mitzvah is chayev b'sukkah. Even if it's star is chayav b'sukkah, you're not going to be chayav to eat in the sukkah when it's raining, because when it's raining, it's not a sukkah b'chlal. So according to the Vilna Gaon, you don't have to explain that the machlokas, the Rosh and the Rashba, is whether mitzvah is chayav or potim in a sukkah on the first night. Whether teishukei tadur applies to the first night or not. Machlokas could be something totally different. Maybe both of them hold that mitzvah is chayav b'sukkah. Maybe even according to those Rishon who hold mitzvah is chayav b'sukkah, there's still room to say that if you're the Geshamim, when you're the Geshamim, you're going to be potter from sitting in the sukkah even on the first night. Because ain't shame sukkah, Allah. There is no shame sukkah here, so you can't fulfill your mitzvah. Maybe you're chayav to sit in the sukkah, but there's no way that you can fulfill your mitzvah of sukkah. So that's why you're going to be potter. Not because mitzvah is potter in a sukkah even the first night, the chiddush of the Rashba. But even if mitzvah really should be chayev b'sukkah, even if you're chayev to sit in the sukkah, let's say there are bees in your mitzvah, or let's say it's cold in your mitzvah, even if we'd say that you're mechuyev to sit in the sukkah under those circumstances, but you wouldn't be able to fulfill your chayev if you're the geshami. If you're the geshami, you're padr. Because when it's raining, there's no shame sukkah on that sukkah. So you can't fulfill your chayev if there's not a sukkah. That's how the Vilna Gaon understands this sheet. Yeah.
Why is there no shame sukkah while it's raining? Your mitzvah from other things there is the shame sukkah?
Because the fact that your mitzvah, that's a subjective reality. That's you, but it doesn't affect the structure. But if the rain is coming through, that's a chisaron in the structure of the sukkah. Now the sukkah has to be made, you know, in a temporary way, but when the rain is actually coming through, so then it's not a livable area. It's not an area that you can, it's not a structure that you can live in, so something is missing from that structure. So that can't be called a dira now. It's a strange thing. According to the summary shown him, you have to make the sukkah in a way that the rain can come through, but when the rain is coming through, it's not called a sukkah. Interesting idea, right? When the rain is coming through, then it's not protecting the sukkah. That's not called a dira. A sukkah has to be a dira, but if it's not a makom that can be a dira, that's not called a sukkah. The Rabbi Shava Gaon wants to be medayek from the Rambam that he holds like the Vilna Gaon. Because the Rambam in Source 13... in Hilchas Sukkah Perek Vav, when he discusses some of the elements of the mitzvah of Sukkah, the Rambam does something very interesting. The Rambam there in Source 13 in Halacha Beis, he starts off by saying mitzvah potem in a sukkah. Veizel mitzvah zeshen yochol lishan besukkah mibnei haruach, mibnei hazvuvim, vehaparushim, achiyotzi behen, o mibnei hareach. Mitzvah is exempt from the sukkah. What is a mitzvah? Someone who can't sleep in the sukkah. Notice, the Rambam mentions sleeping. That's what he said about eating. The ikar for the Rambam is the sleeping in the sukkah. Fascinating. Now, he should have said, Yishenu yochol lechol, lechol velishtos velishon. Maybe the Rambam felt that, what's the big deal? You can't eat and drink for a little bit? It's a little smelly in the sukkah. It bothers you? Sleeping, you have to spend a little bit more time in the sukkah. Right? The Rambam probably didn't sleep so much, but the Alpha became, he slept a little bit longer than his eating. Right? So, to sleep in the sukkah with the smell, to sleep in the sukkah with the bugs, maybe that was more difficult. So that's why the Rambam picks on sleeping. I'm not sure, but it's interesting. So the Rambam says, mitzvah is potem in a sukkah, and he describes what a mitzvah is. And then he has a couple of other halachas, Gimel and Dali, he talks about other pturim from the sukkah. And then in halacha, hey, he starts off like this, Ketzad hi mitzvahs hayeshiva b'sukkah, what is the mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah? And he describes the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah. Vav. Ochlim b'shosim v'yishenim b'sukkah kol shiva. Okay, the mitzvah of sukkah is for 7 days of Yom Tov. Zayin, achila b'leila Yom Tov harishim b'sukkah chova. It's an obligation to sit in the sukkah the first night, and he describes that halacha. Then comes halacha yud. Then he has halacha ches and tes also, where he talks about other things. Comes halacha yud, and the Rambam starts, yod g'shavim harez nichas l'toch habayis. If it's raining, then you can go in, then you can go into the house. Frek the rogat shavim. Why did the Rambam wait to halacha yud to talk about yod g'shavim? He started in halacha bay saying it's tar potim and asukah, and then halacha gimel and dalit, he talks about other p'turim, and then he has in the middle the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukah. How long, you know, how many days is there a mitzvah? What activities does it involve? What's the chiyuv of the sukkah on the first night? And then he comes back, halacha yud, he wakes up and he says that if yard gashamim, you can go inside. If you hold that yard gashamim is a p'tur mitzvah, then he should have put it together with mitzvah. Why does he wait until halacha yud to get back to yard gashamim? Zok the rabbit shavi, you see from the Rambam, like the Gong. But the Rambam felt that yard gashamim is a different p'tur. It's a different p'tur. It's not a shame sukkah. It's not a shame sukkah. So of course the din is that you can go inside, because it doesn't make any sense to sit in the sukkah. The chiyav is to sit in a sukkah, but if it's not a sukkah, then there's nothing to talk about. But it's not a p'tur mitzvah. It's that there's no shame sukkah on the structure, and that's why you're allowed to go inside. An interesting idea from the Rambam. What's an afkamina lemaisa? Whether we hold that yod gashamim is a p'tur mitzvah or it's a p'tur like the gong, that it's not a shame sukkah. So one nafkamina could be, how long do you have to wait? How much rain has to be coming down before you can go inside? How much rain? What does the Mishnah say? Mishnah says, Me'em Asemut Lefanas Mishatisrach HaMikbah. So what mikbah are we talking about? So the Torah writes in Tafresh Lamites that, well, it depends what kind of mikbah you have. Meaning it depends what kind of tavshil you have. Mikbah is just an example. But it's a subjective criterion. It depends on what food is in front of you. If you have food that doesn't get spoiled so easily, then you have to stay in the sukkah a little bit longer. Right? A little bit more rain has to be coming down before you're allowed to go into the house. It's all a function of the food that's in front of you. But the Torah quotes a smag who says, no. Tisach HaMikbah is an objective shear. It's a standard shear. That means it's the food that gets spoiled the easiest, most easily. That's what a mikbah is. And once you've reached the stage that a mikvah would be spoiled, even if you're not eating mikvah. You're eating something else. You're eating wheaties, or you're eating, I don't know, cholent. You're not eating mikvah. Maybe cholent is mikvah, I don't know. Right? You're eating something that's not mikvah. Zok the smag, you'd be allowed to go into the bayis, even if your food is not going to get spoiled with the amount of rain that's coming into the sukkah. And this smag is quoted by the Rama, going back to that Rama in Source 11. Mechaber says, "Yod Gashavim Eres Nichnas Latoch Habayis Hago Afilu Ein." Well, let's go back to Mechaber. Yod Gashavim Eres Nichnas Latoch Habayis Meimus Emut Lefanas B'Shiyed Latoch Asukah Tipo Shemiplu Latoch Tavshil Yiposel Afilu Tavshil Shapul. Right, you can go in even if the Tavshil Shapul would get ruined. Zokter Rama Afilu Ein Tavshil Lefanav Smag. Even if you don't have a Tavshil in front of you, there's no mikvah in front of you. You have something else in front of you. Or even if you're trying to sleep in the sukkah and you're not bothered by the rain as much, it doesn't matter. But if the mikvah would be spoiled, then you're allowed to go inside. It's not a sukkah. There's no point in sleeping in the sukkah anymore. So that's a pellet. How can the smag say that? There's no mikvah in front of you that's going to get spoiled, and nevertheless you're allowed to go into the house. How can that be? So I once heard that maybe this machlokas rishonim might be dependent on this question. If you are the gashamim is a p'tur mitzvah. So that's a subjective thing. It depends if you're actually mitzvah. So if your food is going to get ruined, then you're mitzvah. If your food is not going to get ruined, even if the mikvah would get ruined, but so what? The mikvah is not in my sukkah. I don't like mikvah. Right? It doesn't matter whether you like to eat the mikvah, or the mikvah is there, or it's not there. Right? The question is, what is there? If your tavshil is going to get spoiled, then you're allowed to go into the house. If your tavshil is not going to get spoiled, then you're not allowed to go into the house. It's a subjective shear. But if you hold like the gong, that the pshat is yard gashamim, there's no shame sukkah. So efshim ken zogin, that there's a standard shear. Chazal gave a standard shear. They understood that the Torah means to give us an objective halacha, that if yard gashamim, then it's not called a sukkah. And tisrach hamikvah is the shear that was given. So it could be a standard shear. It's unrelated to whether you're mitzvah. The question is there a shame sukkah here? So if someone who had a mikvah was sitting here in the sukkah, itaka wouldn't be a sukkah for him, so that's not called a sukkah anymore. So even for you it won't be called a sukkah, even if you're not eating mikvah. So this shaila in the Rishonim might relate to the question as to whether Yardu Gesholim is a p'tur mitzdayr, or it's a p'tur because there's no shem sukkah. A second issue that might relate to this question is, could a person be machmer on himself even if it's raining? Could he be machmer on himself and sit in the sukkah anyway? There are more quotes in Rishalmi, in Source 14. V'chalapotim nasuk v'ena yotze misham, ena makabal olav sar, v'ena an elo hedyotos. V'chalapotim idovar v'oseyu, says the Rishalmi, nikra hedyot. If you put them in a sukkah and you sit there anyway, then you call the hedyot, you're not going to get any sar. That's the Rama, he quotes the Rishalmi dutifully. Not everyone agrees. I found a Rashi on sukkah on the Chavchesam and Beis that seems to disagree with that Rishalmi. As the Gemara there is talking about what kind of learning do you have to do? Learning of Torah do you have to do in the sukkah? Yom Rava Mikra Umisna b'metalalta in Source 15. Mikra Umisna, right? Torah Shebiksav and Mishnah, that you can do in the sukkah. But v'tonui bar b'metalalta, v'tonui learning Gemara, that you do outside the sukkah. That's what Rava says, that learning Gemara, it's understandable that you might want to do that outside the sukkah. It requires a greater concentration in the sukkah. You're going to be mitzdayer because you really can't concentrate as much, but mikra and mishnah, that's easier, that you're supposed to do in the sukkah. So says Rashi, what does it mean that v'tonoi bar min talalta im yirtze? If you want, you can learn Gemara outside the sukkah. The mitzdayer who, because he's mitzdayer, mitzdayer potem in a sukkah. So what's mashma from Rashi? He doesn't say if you want, meaning if you're not mitzdayer, you should sit in the sukkah, but if you are mitzdayer, then you can go out of the sukkah. He says, since you are mitzdayer when you're learning Gemara, I mean, you're not mitzdayer from learning Gemara, but since it requires greater concentration, so im yirtze, if you want to leave the sukkah, you can. But it's mashma, if you want to push yourself and stay in the sukkah, you also can. Sounds from Rashi that mitzdayer might be potter in a sukkah, but if he wants to be machmer on himself, then he can be machmer on himself. Interesting. Against Yerushalmi. I was thinking, if you take Rashi's Shita seriously, that mitzdayer might be potter in a sukkah, but you're allowed to be machmer yourself, maybe you can distinguish, according to the Gra, between Yardu Geshamim and other types of mitzdayer. Because when someone is mitzdayer, could be it's called a sukkah. So if you're machmer on yourself, you take a yotzei a mitzvah, you are sitting in a sukkah. But according to the Gaon, if Yardu Geshamim is not called a sukkah, maybe Taka, even Rashi would say that it doesn't make any sense to be sitting in the sukkah. because you're not fulfilling any mitzvah. It doesn't have a shem sukkah. Yushalmi apparently is assuming that even if you're only mitzdayer min sukkah, that's also not called sitting in the sukkah. It's called a shem sukkah. Right, but vis-a-vis you, since it's not a dira, it's not a normal dira, the Yerushalmi apparently holds, that's not called the yeshiva of a sukkah. So since you're potter and you're still sitting in a sukkah, you call the hedyot because it's silly. What are you doing that for? You don't have to agree. You could say that if I'm mitzdayer, I'm subjectively mitzdayer, but I don't take away the shem sukkah from the strap. It still is a sukkah. I personally can't sit, but the haraya, other people can sit in the sukkah. Sukkah is a sukkah. So maybe mitzdayer might be part of a sukkah, but you can be machmir. But according to the Gaon, if Yardu Geshamim is not called a sukkah, maybe mamish doesn't make sense. L'chol adayis, it doesn't make any sense to sit in the sukkah when it's raining, because it doesn't have a shame sukkah. It's not just a p'tur yeshiva, but rather here, it's not, doesn't have a shame sukkah b'chlal. So then it makes sense that maybe you shouldn't be sitting in the sukkah, because it's not called a sukkah b'chlal.
What do you do with the Ramah? Because the Ramah has things like Yushan, it's doing like hedges.
Yeah.
The first time he says, sit in the sukkah, so it doesn't have
shame sukkah. No, the Ramah says, sit in the sukkah. So the Ramah is assuming that Yardu Geshamim, the Ramah is assuming that Yardu Geshamim is called a mitzdayer, so it's still called the shame sukkah, right? Right. The fact that the Ramah says that on the first night you're supposed to sit in the sukkah, even if Yardu Geshamim, means he's holding that Yardu Geshamim. That Yardu Geshamim doesn't take away the shame sukkah, right? So it doesn't take away the shame sukkah. But mitzdayer, so it's only a mitzdayer. Mitzdayer, according to the Rosh, is chayev the first night. So when mitzdayer is chayev, then you're mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. But aside from the first night, mitzdayer is potem in a sukkah. Yerushalmi holds that if you are mitzdayer and you're potem in a sukkah, then that's not called the yeshiva of the sukkah. You're saying, how can the Rambam say that you're mechuyav to sit in the sukkah if it's Yardu Geshamim? Yardu Geshamim, it does have a shem sukkah, but you are mitztayer. So if you say that mitztayer is not called the yeshiva besukkah, so what are you doing? You're having a mitzachila outside the sukkah the first night. Eyes in the cash. Ah, it's a good cash. I don't know. I'm not sure what to say. It's a good cash. I don't know. Gotta work on the pshat in Yerushalmi. So the Rambam must have had a different pshat in Yerushalmi, because if not, the two are not going to fit together. I hear what you're saying. It's good to hear. Based on this idea of the Gra, one can question a famous psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Going back to that Rama that talks about the first night of Sukkot, right, the Rama says, "Kol zedavka b'shar yom alelo shel Sukkot, abalayla rishon etzarech lechol kazayis b'sukkah afim geshamim yordim." First night, even if geshamim yordim, you're mechuyav to sit in the Sukkot, says the Rama. He paskins like the Rosh. So says the Mishnah Berurah, practically, what should a person do? Let's say it's raining. What should he do? So there is a machlokes rishonim whether you're mechuyav to sit in the sukkah even if it's raining on the first night. But the problem is, according to those rishonim that hold a yipata, then you can't make a bracha on the sukkah when it's raining, because yipata. Okay? So what should you do? So the Mishnah Berurah says you should wait. When it's raining the first night, you should wait a little bit. Because if it stops raining, then you'll be able to make the bracha of leishiva sukkah according to everyone. But let's say it continues to rain, you wait for an hour or so, an hour or two, I don't know exactly what the shear is, but wait a little bit. It's still raining, so says the Mishnah Berurah, you should eat in the sukkah without a bracha of leishiva sukkah. Eat in the sukkah, to be yotzi achiyev according to the sheet of the Rambam, that you mechuyev sit in the sukkah even the first night. And then you should go inside and finish the, right, you'll eat a kezayis in the sukkah, let's say, or eat a kebetza, whatever, the basic shear. And then you'll go inside and finish your sudas yomtiv inside. So you fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah according to the Manda Amar that mitzvah is chayav b'sukkah the first night. Then you finish your sudas yomtiv. Now if it stops raining after you finish the sudas yomtiv, then you should go back into the sukkah. Because according to those days that hold mitzvah is patur in a sukkah the first night, you would not yotzei, so you really should go back into the sukkah. But let's say you went to sleep already, says the Mishnah Berurah. You took off your clothes, you're wearing pajamas, and then, you know, just as you're about to get into bed, you have your pajamas on, and you see that the rain stops. And you have to get dressed again and go back down to the sukkah. So says the Mishnah Berurah, man of shalchi, wouldn't be chayav to do that. If you already ate in the sukkah when it was raining, and then you finished your meal, and then you got into your pajamas, you're lying in bed, whatever, it's going to be a tircha to go back to the sukkah. You mitzvah to get back to the sukkah. So then, manav shach, the Mishnah Berurah says, you're potter from going back into the sukkah. Why? Because if mitzvah is chayav b'sukkah on the first night, you were yotzi yachiv when the geshamim was still coming down. And if mitzvah is potter in the sukkah the first night, so then why go back to the sukkah now? You're potter now also. You were potter when the rain was coming down, but you're also potter now. If you hadn't gotten into the pajamas yet, it's not such a tircha to go back to the sukkah, so you can go back into the sukkah. It says the Mishnah Berurah, once it has become a tircha to go back to the sukkah, so then you gain nothing by going back. Because the whole reason why you didn't finish the rest of your meal originally in the sukkah is because mitztayer is patur min ha-sukkah. You were assuming like those shittas. So if mitztayer is patur min ha-sukkah, you're mitztayer now too. So you're patur min ha-sukkah, so there's no need to go back into the sukkah. This is the famous manav shach of the Mishnah Berurah. And you can disagree with the Mishnah Berurah for one of two reasons. One way to disagree with the Mishnah Berurah is to say that there are different types of mitztayer. There's a mitztayer from the sitting in the sukkah, from the yeshiva of the sukkah. It bothers you to sit in the sukkah. It's cold. It's hot. There are bugs. There are flies. Right? That's one type of mitztayer. Mitztayer from the etzem yeshiva. But there's another type of mitztayer. That's mitztayer to get to the sukkah. But there's a tircha to get to the sukkah. That's not the same level of mitztayer, perhaps. Maybe mitztayer machmas etzim yeshiva besukkah. Maybe that's not called the yeshiva besukkah, as we said before. It's not a yeshiva besukkah, it's not a dira. So that mitztayer, maybe talk of that mitztayer, according to some rishonim, is potter on the first night. Because that's not a yeshiva besukkah. And if you hold it, the mitzvah of sukkah on the first night is yeshiva besukkah, teshu came to do. Mitztayer from yeshiva besukkah, that's going to be potter because that's not a yeshiva besukkah. But who is to say that someone who's mitztayer to get to the sukkah is going to be potter the first night? that type of mistar is a tircha to get to the sukkah. Maybe the chi of to eat in the sukkah, the Gzereshav of Tesvav tells me that I can't exempt myself. I can't use mitzvah as a p'tur from the mitzvah. Mitzvah to get to the sukkah, that's just a p'tur from the mitzvah. But mitzvah machmas etzim yeshiva b'sukkah, that's fundamental. Right? That might not be called the yeshiva b'sukkah at all. So it could be that mitzvah machmas etzim yeshiva b'sukkah, that tak is potter. But just because I'm mitzvah to get to the sukkah, maybe I'm not going to be potter the first night. What did the Mishnah Berurah say? Manushav, you're going to be potter if you've already put on pajamas. Because if you hold mitzvah as chayav sukkah, you were yotze when the rain was coming down. If you hold mitzvah as potter min sukkah, then you're potter now anyway. No! If you hold mitzvah potter min sukkah, then you're potter if you're mitzvah machmas etzema yeshiva b'sukkah. Because of the bugs or because of the cold. But if you're only mitzvah to get to the sukkah, maybe taka the first night, even those deus who hold mitzvah as potter min sukkah the first night, they'll admit that mitzvah to get to the sukkah is chayav the first night. That's what the Gzeres Shavuot Tesvav teaches me. But according to the Gra, you could disagree with the Mishnah Berurah for a different reason. According to the Gra, that when it's raining, that's not called a sukkah. You could disagree with the Mishnah Berurah for a different reason. What did the Mishnah Berurah say? Man of Shach, if you've already put on your pajamas and you're in bed, then you don't have to go back to the sukkah. Because if Mitzvah is chayav a sukkah, then you will yotze say when it was raining. And if Mitzvah is potter not sukkah, then you're potter now as well. No, according to the Gra, it could be that when the rain is coming down, that's not called the sukkah. Even according to the Deis that mitzdair is chayav b'sukkah, that means if you mitzdair from other things, mitzdair from the bugs, or mitzdair from the cold, then you're chayav to sit in the sukkah. But it could be that the Gra holds against the Ramah, because the Ramah put the two together, put mitzdair and yordu gesham together, and he says that yordu gesham you're chayav to sit in the sukkah. The Gra, right, according to the Gra, who disagrees with that Ramah, he holds that if you're the Gashama, it's not called the Sukkah Bichlal. It's not called the Sukkah Bichlal. If it's not called the Sukkah Bichlal, according to that Svar, meaning according to, it's the Gra's understanding of those Shittas that claim that you're the Gashama is Potter. It's not just because Mitzvah Potter and Sukkah the first time, but because you're the Gashama is not a Shem Sukkah. So if you hold you're the Gashama is not a Shem Sukkah, then you taka we're not Yotze Yechiv of sukkah, leman de omer mitzdar is chayav the sukkah the first night. Because when you ate in the sukkah, when it was raining, you were not sitting in a sukkah. So you're mechuyev to go back to the sukkah, even if you say that you're mitzdar to get to the sukkah. Right? Even if you say that you're mitzdar to get to the sukkah. And leman de omer mitzdar potem in a sukkah, you really should be potem to go back to the sukkah. But the Manda Amar Mitzdar Chayiv a Sukkah, you should be mechuyev to go back to the Sukkah, because when you ate in the Sukkah, when it was raining, you did nothing, because you didn't eat in the Sukkah. Apparently, the Mishnah Berurah holds two things. He holds that the Sukkah does have a Shem Sukkah, even if the Gishonim are coming down. And he holds that Lamanda Amar Mitzdar is Potem in a Sukkah, even on the first night, that includes a Mitzdar to get to the Sukkah. So that's why he says, Manav Shach, you're going to be Potter if you already ate in the Sukkah when it's raining. Because according to Manda Amar Mitzdar Chayav Sukkah, you were yotze when you ate, when the rain was coming down. And according to Manda Amar Mitzdar Potem in a Sukkah the first night, you're also Mitzdar now. You're not Mitzdar from the rain, but you're Mitzdar to get to the Sukkah. That's also Mitzdar, and that's why you'll be Potem. Okay, so that's the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah, but you could disagree with the Mishnah Berurah for one of two reasons. I just want to close with a brief thought in Machshava. If you turn back to the first page for a moment. On that Mishnah, of Yardu Geshamim, they give a mashal, mashlu, mashal, and moha davidome. When it rains on Sukkis, what's it a mashal to? Eved shebalim zokos l'rabba v'shavach lokiton alpana. It's a mashal to an eved that comes to give a kos to his master, and the master spills a kiton alpana, he spills a pitcher back at the eved. So people have a tendency of explaining the Mishnah of the Pashtus that it means that the Eved is coming to give a kos. He wants to give a kos of yayin, let's say a cup of wine to his master. And the master doesn't want the cup of wine, so he throws the keton, he throws the canter of the wine back in the Eved's face. But if you look at Rashi there doesn't explain that way. Rashi says, V'shavach lo keton is shavach lo keton shel mayim al panav. That we're talking about an Eved shebalim zokos l'rabba, and the other, the master, throws kiton shomayim, a pitcher of water back in the Eved's face. So what exactly is going on? Why didn't the Mishnah just say that the mashal is that the Eved wants to serve the kos of yayin to the master, and the master throws the kos of yayin back in the Eved's face? And what's this idea that the Eved is coming, limzo kos l'rabo, he's coming coming to mixikos? Meziga? Meziga san? Meziga is what we do when you have very thick wine and you're mixing it. You're mixing water into the wine in order to dilute the wine. So what's the idea here? So the Vilna Gaon is a famous pshat. He says that we know that the Yamim Noroim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, they're Yimei Hadin, and the Chag HaSukkos are Yimei Rachamim. That through the mitzvahs of Lulav and Sukkah, we're Mamtek Es Hadin, we sweeten the din, we dilute the din that Chalila we would have gotten. So when it's raining in the Sukkah, it shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to dilute the din in Chas V'Shalom. He doesn't want the din to be weaker, to be not as strong as it would have been. He doesn't want to accept our mitzvah. That's the mashal of the meziga. If the eved is coming to be moziga kos l'rabba, he's coming to dilute the yayin, that the yayin shouldn't be so charif, it shouldn't be so sharp. And the master is saying, I don't want your water, I don't want to dilute the wines. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, kaviyochol, by giving us rain on sukkahs. It shows that he doesn't want the rachamim to dilute the din. He doesn't want the mitzvah of sukkah to dilute the rachamim of the yemei hadin. He shofech a kiton alpanav means he shofech the kiton shamayim alpanav, as if to say that he doesn't want to dilute the wine, he doesn't want to dilute the din with rachamim. That's the simen klala. So we should all be zochet taka that it shouldn't rain the sukkahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mamtek es hadinim, whatever dinim chalila we should have. We should take the rachamim, we should dilute them completely. We should only have rachamim, we shouldn't have din. We should all be zochet to a gemachas ima tova, shnas chayim b'shal.